Hey there, phone fiends. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're tackling the tech that's taking over our lives, one hilarious and insightful episode at a time. I'm Nova Lane, your host and resident digital detox guru, because let's be real, sometimes our phones feel like they run the show, not the other way around. Today, we're diving into something super relatable. Decluttering your digital life. Ever wake up feeling like you need a vacation from your phone? You scroll through endless notifications, your inbox is overflowing, and your home screen looks like a chaotic collage of apps you barely remember downloading. Sound familiar? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim control of your digital space, leaving you feeling lighter, freer, and dare I say it, happier. Number 1. Start with an audit. Seriously, take a good look at everything cluttering up your phone: apps, emails, photos, you name it. Think of it like Marie Kondo-ing your device. If it sparks joy, keep it. If not, time to hit the delete button. You'll be amazed how much digital baggage we carry around without even realizing it. Number 2. Prioritize and organize. Once you've decluttered, think about which apps are truly essential versus those that are just taking up precious space. Create folders for similar apps, and maybe even color-code them to make finding what you need a breeze. You know, like those organized people who always seem to have their lives together. Let's aim for a little bit of that magic, shall we? Number 3. Silence the noise. Those constant notifications can be absolute sanity suckers. Turn off unnecessary alerts, customize your notification settings, and maybe even schedule phone-free times during the day. You'll find yourself with more focus, less stress, and actually enjoying those quiet moments instead of constantly checking for updates. Number 4. Unfollow the clutter. Your social media feeds can be a black hole of information overload. Take a good look at who you're following. Are they genuinely inspiring or just adding to your anxiety? Unfollow accounts that don't bring value to your life and focus on connecting with people and content that truly nourishes your soul. You know, those uplifting posts that make you feel good about yourself and the world. Let's cultivate more of those. And finally, number 5. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Decluttering your digital life is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and remember to take breaks from technology whenever you need them. Your mind and soul will thank you for it. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party with friends, laughing, connecting, and truly enjoying the moment. But instead of being present in the conversation, your eyes keep darting to your phone, checking notifications, scrolling through social media. Sound familiar? We've all been there. That feeling of being disconnected even when surrounded by people is a common struggle in our digital age. By decluttering your digital life, you create space for real-life connections and experiences. Think about it. Would you rather be glued to your phone or actually engage with the people around you? So, what are we taking away from today's episode? First, remember that your digital life is a reflection of your real life, so make it work for you. Take control, declutter, organize, and silence the noise. Second, prioritize meaningful connections over mindless scrolling. Remember those real life relationships that bring joy and support to your life. Let's nurture them. And finally, be patient with yourself. This is a journey, not a destination. Ready to ditch the digital clutter and reclaim your time and energy? I challenge you to take one small step today. Silence just one notification that's been bugging you. You got this. And remember, we're in this together. Keep those phones somewhat under control and share your decluttering wins with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep it real, keep it vibrant, and remember, your phone doesn't have to rule your life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.